Hit the Mules. KILG 634 with K.O. Betty Sly and the family, especially requested at 524 and 2911.
At Continental, we have a name for all the letters praising our hostesses. We call them Orchid Letters.
You on the most daily direct flights to the Pacific Northwest. 5 to Seattle, 3 to Portland on Continental Airlines. A flight to remember.
People who know better shop at Rice Food Market.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget about Globe Discount Foods, huh? And now at Globe Discount Foods, too.
Wow, that's terrific.
You bet it is.
You bet it is. You bet it is. Rice makes Thanksgiving especially nice with USDA Grade A Sunco turkeys for the Texas Hill Country. Toms are 59 cents a pound. The ladies, 69 a pound. Shop Rice Food Markets and save. Rain on me, rain on me, rain on me. KILG at 6:39 with the Who, Hit Bound Low, Rain Over Me, and KO bringing on Little Hummer.
J. Mark's Mazda delivers Mazdas with no price increase. J. Mark's Mazda delivers.
Come on, little people, moms and papas too, to the toy tower, the toy tower, your discount store for fun.
There will be Shriner Clowns appearing in all three toy tower stores on Saturday, November 24th from 2 to 4 p.m.
The Big 16.
Me, Jim. KILG at 644 with K.O. Bader. I know all about that, man. You get you a couple gallons in that dough, Sneaky Pete, or some Red Mountain. Find you a secluded weekend somewhere in the Mission District, and then all of a sudden you turn into Ray Milland.
Now, I remember when Mary Lou said, you want to walk me home from school? Well, I said, yes, I do.
KILT with Jim Stafford at 647 and K.O. Bailey, and I don't like spiders and snakes. And I don't play. Hey, look, man, that's serious business. That's not something you just blow off.
Start using Vicks NyQuil, nighttime cold medicine. Relieves your major cold symptoms for hours so you can get the rest you need.
Smiling faces sometimes. They don't tell the truth.
Sometimes the grinning devil. Only grimacing with pain in their heart for you. KILG at 653 of K.O. Bailey on Spew the Truth. Let me remind you, Clear Creek High School in League City will present the opera I'm All and the Night Visitors. November 26th, 27th, 29th, 8 p.m. For ticket info, call 332-2441.
American parts stores are having a do-it-yourselfer sale.
Now, take advantage of the special introductory offer on Dr. Pepper's new 8-pack carton. Buy 6 10-ounce returnable bottles at the regular price and get 2 free. Offer good at participating dealers.
Yes, it is. Tomorrow morning, a girl talk with Jim and Jay at 10 and a big 6:10. The question of the day, if you suspected your old man was having a affair, how would you handle it?
You are my love and my life. And you are my inspiration.
KILT with K.O. Bailey, just you and me going to the party.
To a garden party, to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
Waiting on you.
J at 706 with K.O. Bailey. San Antone brother, Dougie Sam and a quintet. 1965, solid gold today. The Durains came. Looky, looky, I got the bird for you. There's no place like Kroger for your Thanksgiving entree and all the trimmings. Armor Grade A hen turkeys, the big old fat ladies, 10 to 14 pound average.
69¢ a pound, or smoked hams, just 79¢ a pound for shank portion. Make your vegetable dish Del Monte's golden corn and or sweet peas, specially priced 5 cans for only $1. Happy shopping, happy holidays from Kroger.
In executive action, Burt Lancaster, Robert Ryan, and Will Gear conspire to assassinate President.
Starts Wednesday at the Gulfgate, Mile End, North Line, and Lowe's Twin. Check your newspapers for correct times.
Oh, mighty briskish tonight, my child. With clear and cooler Houston weather. Light air pollution, lows tonight, 40 highs. Tomorrow, 70 currently, 51. Clear at Kilt and Paul McCartney. Wheel on, Helen.
Set for a whale to the last hotel. And never was much kind of a boat. Say bye-bye.
Helen's always been known as a trucking young jazz. 7-10 at Kilt with K.O. Bain and Paul McCartney. Helen Wheels, look here, I got kind of a cutting solution to what may be one of your problems. If you would like a vasectomy, that's it, but can't afford it. Call Planned Parenthood of Houston, 522-3976. You may qualify for one without a charge.
Vintner Facts barbecue potato chips are for your ranch in the country.
Now listen here, little partner. Right now, there's a free record deal inside each Vintner Facts twin pack.
When Kilt listeners win cash, here's how they react.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If you don't win in one contest, stand by to win in another, because there's always something going on at the Big 610.
K-I-L-T.
Kilt, Johnny Osmond hitbound, your own sweet K.O. Bailey, and all I ask you is let me be there if you're lonely tonight.
Are you lonesome tonight? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Not now, dear man. 7-18, Kilt with K.O. We got to pick this up a little bit. Solid gold. Hey, Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley had a farm.
Our choice now is clear, and that is that we either conserve energy in this state or we will see high rates of unemployment this winter and next spring. And when we are faced with a situation like that, I am fully confident that the people of this state will cooperate.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the governor talking, giving the call to the people. Steve Heim, KILT News and Commentary. The federal government has launched a national program to collect and computerize the records of all people in voluntary drug treatment programs. That's right. How they do it is this. They have this program. It's called CODAP. And about 4 months ago, the government sent out these notices to all the public and private drug treatment agencies which got any money from the government. Asked them to submit data on each person, actually ordered them to submit data on each person treated to the National Institute of Mental Health. In Maryland, the government says CODAP's only a method of preventing duplication of drug treatment efforts, but opponents of the program charge the government is, in fact, compiling a national data bank on all drug users that can be quickly disseminated to police agencies. The government is now in the process of shutting off all federal aid to any local agencies who don't cooperate. Just looking for a decent job. Houston Intercontinental Airport climatological data revealing interesting totals. You know, we had some rain. And our rainfall, the total for this year, is up now to 67.38 inches. Now, normal for this year at this time is 40.33 inches, and we're getting close to the record set back in 1946, which was 72.86 inches. If you wanted to test the pollution around you, you can do it now. It all revolves around a plant called a lichen. William Dennison at Oregon State has put together this pollution detection kit. Now, what a lichen is, it's a plant that's a combination in symbiotic relationship of fungus and algae,
And they're those things, you know, they grow on rocks and they grow on trees, and you see them, they're kind of flaky and kind of bluish green. That's a lichen. And there's all different kinds, and they live in all sorts of various circumstances, possibly even on Mars. Well, he put together a kit of these lichens, and what you do is you just open up the box, and whatever lichen dies indicates what the temperature and the pollution index is. Is that clear?
She said that her husband, they're still separated, and I asked her if she had been in touch with him, and she said no. Said that he was living under an assumed name in a New York hotel.
So that's what happened to John Mitchell. Helen Thomas, talking to reporter Bob Gore about the latest telephone call she got from Martha Mitchell. You know, Martha does this from time to time. She calls, and she always calls the same one. She always calls Helen, and luckily Helen works for UPI, and UPI feeds Kilt Radio, and so we have what Martha said to Helen.
President's been saying all along that he had no part in the 1972 campaign, and Martha Mitchell says that simply isn't true.
Well, what does she say, Helen?
She claims that her husband, who was John Mitchell, former campaign manager to President Nixon, not only talked about the campaign almost nightly with the president while he was with the campaign, but also after, which was before and after Watergate.
Where did they talk about this in the White House?
She said they often went out on cruises on the Sequoia, the presidential yacht on the Potomac River. And we all know that for a fact, that many was the night that during the campaign where the president would go to talk politics with his cronies.
Well, up in Kingston, Ontario, they're celebrating. That's a very old town. It's 300 years old, and they're celebrating their 300th birthday, and they got a present from the province of Quebec. Quebec said, we're going to give y'all a piece of sculpture. And the piece of sculpture arrived the other day. It was entitled Pollution, and it consists of two gigantic sewer pipes. The winds are coming from the north up to 12 miles an hour, clear and cooler. Light air pollution, low tonight 40. Isn't it beautiful? High tomorrow 70. Right now it kilts, clear and 51. Steve Heimel, KILT News.
KOB, solid gold, kilt music.